Good having everyone here this morning. I appreciate that. And I'm amazed most of the time that I know you're coming for the food, right? Because I'm thinking nobody would come for me. So we're coming for the food. But anyway, thank you for being here. I praise the Lord that he has me here. You know, when I first came to the church, when they called me to serve here as a part-time pastor, they wanted direction. They said they want more. We want more of God. We want more of the Holy Spirit. We want to know about the giftings. We want to know. We really want to draw close to the Lord. And so with that understanding, which I would have done anyway, I've been working real hard trying to present that. I've been praying a lot, and I've been trying to really depend on the Lord because, you know, it can't be man's way. It has to be God's way. And it's always, Lord, what do you want to say? You give me the words. A lot of times I'll have messages ready for 3 or 4 days, and come Sunday morning, the Lord changes it. And in here, I'll come with the message. I think like last week, I only used the first verse or something, and then the Holy Spirit just kind of went and shared some great things. And so anyway, I'm kind of like you. I come to church to hear what God wants to say because I probably learn more from it than what you guys do. I don't know. But anyway, I'm so excited in what God's doing here. You know, there's been a lot of miracles take place here. And I know there's been a lot of attacks on our health and everything here. But God is bringing us through all of that, and he's teaching us how to believe, how to trust him, even for the healing. Folks, what he's really wanting to do is to train and to teach us how to walk in the Spirit. See, we walk in the flesh because that's where we live. But the Lord's wanting to get us into a pattern where we don't trust what the world does and what the world says and how the world works. Folks, our prayers are supposed to be from the Spirit. See, we're spirit, soul, and body. We use the body and the soul, but folks, we don't know how to walk in the Spirit. And I'm even working on that. But see, that's what prayer is. Someone is sick, we got to learn how to pray and to walk in the Spirit. In other words, to believe, to confess, to see things totally different than what the world would see it as. So it's important to kind of grasp and try to learn what the Holy Spirit is really wanting to say to us. Folks, I want to tell you, there's a whole new world out there when you learn how to walk in the Spirit. It's so much different. Instead of seeing doom and gloom and all the negative, you see it, but you see it with hope. God, I can even trust you in this. God, there's nothing you can't do. And when we learn how to tap into the Spirit you, you're going to see big changes happen. You know, the dialogue hour down there, that was great. For me, anyway, I don't know. I think everybody else enjoyed it, but I thought it was great. And it kind of came up with getting out of the boat and learning how to walk in the water. See, that's spiritual. That's spirit. That's not talking about the flesh doing things. But see, that's the Spirit in us that the Holy Spirit can use. But if you noticed, only one got out of the boat. The other stayed in the flesh. And then the question was asked me, and I'm like, kind of a lame answer I gave. They said, how do you know when you're getting out of the boat, or how do you get out of the boat? What is that about? And I said, well, it mainly, I start with anyway, I'm saying now to start with, is doing what the Word of God says. Just being obedient. But then as I thought more on it, it's more of learning again how to walk in the Spirit. It's like, and I know most of you, if not all, have been in a situation where I'm not in my sermon yet. So anyway, this is free. But when you learn to walk in the Spirit and you kind of see a need and nobody's fulfilling it, or maybe it's just you and somebody else, and you kind of sense that the Lord wants you to talk to him. You ever been there? Or in a different situation, and then you start to reason it out. Well, they probably wouldn't listen anyway. And I don't know that much scripture right offhand. So it probably wouldn't work anyway. So you reason yourself out of it. See, you're still in the boat. You're still in the flesh. You're not able to walk in the Spirit. Instead, when you get out of the boat, you say, all right, Lord, but you've got to guide me. You got to lead me. Folks, I was asked to share once, and this is one of the big times. There was a terrible storm going on. You know, when Peter got out of the boat, there was a storm. Well, I was in a terrible storm because the kids of the father who died, who I was supposed to share about, they really didn't want anything to do with me because I tried sharing with them before and they rejected it. In fact, their dad rejected me in it. And then it was Charlene's sister, whose husband had died. She came up to me towards the end of the whole thing, and it was a godless service. Most of them were drunk. They had alcohol out in the parking lot, and they went out and filled these big cups with beer. And some had whiskey and everything. I mean, they were partying, basically. And so here they were, half drunk or more. I don't know, it was, 40, 30, 40? I don't know. And she come up and asked me, said, Jim, would you like to share? You know, my first thought was... I thought, Jesus probably wouldn't even want to come in here. And you want me to share something. But then as it went on, nothing prepared. I didn't even have my Bible. But you know, if you ever seen a doctor walk in your room to work on you, and he brings out his doctor book, and he said, okay, kidney operation. I got to read a couple paragraphs here first, you know, kind of enlighten. What would you think of this guy?
Not much.
I don't want you working on me, right? And that's how we need to be when we don't have the Bible right with us, folks. So anyway, we're towards the end, and I said, Lord, I'll do anything you ask me. Lord says, go talk. Okay. Even before I got across the floor there, the last guy speaking tried to hurry and close it. Well, we're going to close now and everything. Whoa. I had to holler at him. About halfway across the room, hold it. It's not over yet. I want to share something. I got up to the podium and this, my brother-in-law, his son tried to get up off the couch. He tried two or three times and he couldn't get up. And everybody was watching him, because if he would have got up and left, the rest of them would have walked out with him. And the Lord wouldn't let him get off the couch. I don't know if he had too much to drink. And the Lord held him there. What's that?
I think it was more than that.
Yeah, I think it was the Holy Spirit holding him there. But anyway, I got to share, and I even got to pray with them. And I know the funeral director afterwards came up to me, shook my hand in tears pretty well, and he says, "Thank you. Thank you." He says, "I don't want a godless funeral to take place in my home. Thank you for sharing Jesus." But folks, I didn't know what I was going to say. I didn't know how these people would take it, because they just didn't care for God. I know Terry didn't, the one that had died. But see, that's getting out of the boat. Doing things that you don't feel comfortable doing. You see, Peter, he seen the waves and started to look at them, and that's what we do with the world things. We start to look and see what the world has taught us and what the world has said, and even what we've experienced in the flesh. And so it makes us doubt. But when we get into the Spirit, we can push that all aside and say, "God, we can do all things. Because the Word says we can do all things through Christ, who gives us that strength and that ability." See, we're not to do all this stuff on our own. That's the flesh. "Now I'm getting out of this boat." You're going to sink. But when the Spirit of God moves on you, and the Lord says, "I want you to do this," and you kind of kick the flesh and the worries to the side and say, "Yes, Lord, by your strength and because of your will, I'm going to do it." See, that's obedience. That's the way we need to get. With the healing, folks, I passed out. And maybe the church ought to buy some of these little books here on healing. I'm not one for promoting books, but this one here is just scriptures. And it points you to different things of what the scripture might be saying so that we can get our healing. And I think all of the scriptures is out of the King James Version. Folks, we need to get stuff down. In fact, did you want one of these? I'll give it to you right after service. She's hungry. She's hungry. But folks, this is what it's all about. We gotta get out of the flesh. Like you prayed, "Lord, I don't need money. I know you can work it all out in a different way. So Lord, we're trusting you. We pay our bills." See, we always want the easy way out, most of us, when we're, "Oh God, just take it away." God says, "No, you're going to walk through it. If you don't, you'll go around that mountain again and again." See, we never conquered a mountain. We just go around it. "Oh yeah, I've been around that one." And that's the way we'll always be, but we got to kick that flesh out. Let's conquer the mountain. Let's learn how to walk in the Spirit. Our spirit is alive, and it's hungry for the Word of God. And see, as you read and you pray, that's how you strengthen your spirit. And that's where you get your faith and the grace that God wants to give you. That's where you get your healing. When you learn to stand, "God, you said." And I do that a lot. "God, you said in your word that by your stripes I am healed. So therefore, Lord, I am healed. because you're not a man that can lie. Do y'all understand what I'm trying to say? That's why he says we need to learn how to judge ourselves. And that was my text where I wanted to go. Folks, I got 8 pages. And I haven't gotten into any of them yet. Are you guys ready for a long day? No, I'm only kidding. You see, folks, the reason I'm so different, I am in the fivefold ministry. Talks in Ephesians 4. Prophets. What overall? Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. See, I'm in the apostolic. That's why I'm so different. You get a pastor in here preaching to you, and he's so much different. He likes to coddle. Nothing wrong with that. Though, folks, I want everybody feeling good, but I don't coddle. I got too much I want to say. I know what the Lord is wanting to say, and so I'm just going to say it. And then I let the Lord deal with you about it. Amen? Because we all think different. We all believe different. We've all been through different circumstances. We've been hurt in different areas. So a lot of us see things differently. But see, in the church, a lot of times you get what you call a haughty spirit. Scripture talks about a haughty spirit. Says it's pride. You have pride and a haughty spirit. You see, in what's happening now, well, a haughty spirit is what? Haughty spirit is one that thinks they know better. A lot of times they cause a little conflict, or maybe a lot of conflict in the church. They see themselves as maybe a little better than the other. Well, I know more scripture, and I pray more. And they judge themselves by themselves. And a lot of times, that spirit will have you try to foster new things in the church in spite of what the leadership might be, or the direction that the church is going now. See, there's people, and I know they're loving people, but they sometimes don't understand because of me sometimes, and the way I preach is that you say, well, maybe we need something different. And instead of holding the course and going in a certain direction, a lot of times we want to turn back and say they're loving people and they love God, but a lot of times they make their choices and decisions in the flesh, thinking, well, if we went back, it would be better. Well, let me ask you this. Is it better to follow God or to follow your flesh? And so the choice is going around now with some people thinking that maybe we ought to go back. And I understand that. And I don't condemn in any way. Because these are good people. So I don't come against anybody for any reason. Because I want to tell you, I've been there. And I've made bad decisions. So I'm only sharing out of my stupidity and out of my experiences. So the thing I would ask people like that is that really what God is telling you? Or is that just what you think is the right way to go and to do? Y'all understand what I'm saying? You see, Sometimes it's bad to be bold in the flesh way. Because when the flesh hears it, the flesh doesn't like it. But folks, my heart is to please God. And if I please God, then he will be able to please you. So I just share the truth. I'm bold. Do what you want with me. I'm a nobody. You understand what I'm saying? I serve God. I don't serve you. I try to serve you as I serve God. But my main thing is, I want to serve God. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to say what God gives me to say. I'm going to say it in love. I hope you take that in love. Because really, I don't want people to make mistakes in what they're doing, mistakes that they will regret. You know, the Lord says, once you put your hand to the plow, he says, you don't turn back. And that's where we're at. Man, we put our hands to the plow. Y'all plowed through a lot of the hard stuff, hard clay. But you did it and are doing it. It's not time now to have half the field plowed and then turn back and decide, well, we're not going to finish it. Folks, once you start plowing a field, it's so obvious that you started that you can't turn back. You can't unplow what you already plowed. You know, and at the choices that you're wanting to make, some of you are thinking it's the best. And maybe it is. You pray. And if God's leading you that, so be it. I have no problem whatsoever. None. Is it because I know God would probably put me somewhere else? If not, I still trust my Lord. Folks, I just wish you'd hear my heart. My heart is for this church. God's put that in me. And the teaching that we've been given and are getting, it's all from God. But even in that, the Lord always says, you have to make the choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose it. It's your choice. God won't make you do anything. Nor will I try to make you do anything. But I will share the truth with you. And my prayer is that it's to help, not to hinder or hurt in any way. So anyway, the church, just be praying about that. Lord, which way do we go? What do we do? What do you want us to do? Folks, if you don't like me, get somebody else in here and keep going. You know what I mean? It's okay with me. I'll miss you. And I really would. And folks, if we don't learn how to walk in the Spirit and do what God's asking us to do, we can't have the blessings. I want to be blessed. Y'all want to be blessed? Then let's walk in the Spirit and say, God, your will. What would you have me do? I may not agree with it. Folks, there's a lot of things God has me do that I do not agree with. But who am I to disagree with a Heavenly Father who has sent his Son to do everything for me? And then I want to stand in defiance and say, no, Lord, I'm not doing that. Who would I think I am? So just a thought I want to throw out to you, because I'm closing here. Maybe we'll get into this when we come back, but we need to learn how to walk in the Spirit. Can you research that? Get in the Bible and look. There's even places in my Bible that says walking in the Spirit. Talks about the fruits of the Spirit. We heard about it this morning. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, you know. All of those things. If they're not operating in your life, then it means you need to work on them. Because you're not walking in the Spirit. Man, it's hard to have long suffering. Did you ever try that? We're going to visit some people now that are very long suffering for us. They'll call for information but won't do a thing you tell them. Because they don't know how to walk in the Spirit. They can only walk right now in the flesh. And so my prayer is, you guys are far above them already. But sometimes we're professional hearers and part-time doers. You see, you would rather date than marry. Think about that. So you're on a date now, a lot of you. You're just on a date now. But when you leave here, the date's over. And then maybe we'll go on a date next Sunday. Hey, Lord, you up for next Sunday? But folks, when you're married, you go home with him. Oh, God's so good. Oh, crucify me, do what you want with me. But please hear my words. God wants you, and he loves you. And he wants to do great things through you. But learn how to get out of the boat and trust him. Amen? I'm getting hungry. Y'all are probably getting hungry too. But my prayer buddy here, Lloyd, will be up front, and he just loves people to come up for prayer. So if you want to just take a minute to bless his heart and say, Lord, pray for me. And he'll do a great job. He touches the heart of God, folks. I want to share this blessing over you. I believe it's important. And it says this, it says, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you peace. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Lord, help us to walk in the Spirit. Help us to understand how to do that. Lord, may you be praised in everything that we do. And we thank you for the opportunity to be called your children. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, folks.